another ecstatic reading by Paul Goldman. Beneath the circling hawks, a cool breeze compresses the pristine passing of the seasons as I sit by the lake beneath the hawks circling overhead. Perhaps they're even signaling a way home. I assure them I'm not lost, that as I've come this far, I have a long way to go. The hawks leave to find another prey. I sit contented a while longer here by the lake. Seeds prophecy. One is destined to become a yellow crookneck squash, another a deep-hued purple iris, while I was designed to blossom only after realizing my truth is seed beneath the husk of my own humanity. Flowers, plants, and animals do not have stories to tell about way back when and if only. They just unfold according to natural law. So too have I learned to live beneath the veil, to realize a seed's prophecy by bursting through fresh turned earth to dance in the beauty of my own becoming. Phenomenon, phenomenon, phenomenon. Wherever I go, whomever I talk with, everyone is talking about phenomenon. Phenomenon this, phenomenon that. It is as if literally a phenomenon has taken over the planet, and it has. Just look around. Is it truly the prophesied end of days, or is there another phenomenon entirely working beneath the coursing throngs of humanity? There is certain comfort in seeing the common connection between everyone, singing the same song about phenomenon. Could it be that we each individually are just now awakening to the phenomenon that has been waiting, so long waiting, for our burgeoning awareness to turn inward, to at last stop long enough to hear phenomenon's calling, whispering, phenomenon, phenomenon, phenomenon. And finally, abducted by the goddess. This was no alien abduction, rather a time of great celebration when I was first abducted by the goddess. She'd been whispering to me in the silent moments for quite a long time, until one evening when I must have dozed off for just a moment, I awoke to her supreme presence filling the room with light. Oh, such light! If transformation can happen like that in an instant, then that is what happened. The floodgates to receiving the gift of her awakening words has been washed away. With the intensity of her love, I no longer have a human filter to try in vain, as if I could, to alter what is said. I'm only left with a largesse of gratitude for that moment when I first was abducted by the goddess.